This year, record numbers of landlocked salmon from Lake Champlain are returning upstream to spawn. VPR's Kathleen Masterson visited a Vermont Fish and Wildlife Sampling Station in South Hero.
0778. Okay, a couple more for the tank.
This tiny Grand Isle Brook is alive with splashing dorsal fins. It's full of landlocked salmon fighting their way upstream to spawn. Vermont Fish and Wildlife Fisheries biologist Brian Chipman says the department is seeing unprecedented salmon returns this year.
We're definitely seeing more salmon coming back here and in other rivers. We're monitoring other rivers, the Lamoille River, the Missisquoi River, Otter Creek, as well as the Winooski, and just about all of them we're seeing collecting more salmon in those rivers so far this fall than we have in a long, long time.
Last year, the department constructed a sort of one-way gate to trap the fish in this brook, so they could sample the salmon without stunning them with electricity. Chipman says the trap saw 700 fish last year, and this year they've already handled 1,000 and counting at just this brook.
Weight is 1,840 grams.
Chipman and fellow biologists are weighing and measuring the length of the fish,
yes,
as well as putting a tag on them for tracking. He also scrapes off a few scales to study back at the lab.
We can age them back in the lab under magnification. They put down rings similar to tree rings to determine their growth. Okay, this length is 560 millimeters.
As he's tagging the fish, he's also checking their bellies to look for existing markers that tell him where the fish came from. Different hatcheries will clip a right or left fin to mark the fish. And Chipman wants to have a diverse mix of sources and size and age for this hatchery's eggs. Fish that make the cut for the hatchery get tossed into one bucket, and the rest of the spawning salmon will be re-released into the lake a few miles down the road.
The landlocked salmon that were in Lake Champlain are extinct. They were pretty much disappeared in the 1800s, but we have stocked salmon from Maine, particularly a strain from Sebago Lake, Maine, which has performed very well in Lake Champlain, and these are the progeny of those stock from Maine.
And while their ancestors may be from Maine, these fish remember their birthplace in the hatchery. Chipman says many of the fish he's sampling were released in this very brook. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.